In Ocala, Marion County, Florida moves at your pace. Cast a line or zip line through the trees. Float down a spring-fed river or glide across the waterways on an airboat. Ride horseback through the canopies or mountain bike the trails with a little more speed. Sip your morning coffee in charming downtowns, then raise a cocktail to live music when the sun sets. Because here, you'll always find the perfect pace in the perfect place. Ocala, Marion County, Florida at your pace.
Hi, welcome back to the Nicole Adrian Show. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be here with me, and I greatly appreciate that. So, get ready for some juicy topics and discussions.
Hi, Nicole Adrian here. So, I wanted to talk about this. When you are, you know, you mean well for everybody, you kind of love everybody, you don't really come with judgment, you know, none of us are perfect, but I'm just saying, when you have a really beautiful spirit and a great personality, right? Like me, I just love everybody. I try to help if I can. You cannot be too trusting, too open, too personal with everybody. Just because someone smiles in your face and they portray themselves as someone who cares for you, not everyone does. And how you will know is that the little disses, the little put downs, trying to make you feel bad about yourself, not supporting you, those are not your people. People who really care for you would never do that. Know the difference. Stay away from the people who don't mean you well.
Stay away from people who don't mean to do you well.
Yes. So basically, when I made that post, you guys, I made this post roughly not quite 2 years ago, but almost 2 years ago. So back in like late 2023. And that, what I said was very, very significant to me in my soul, in my heart, because I'm the type of person that whenever I come to anyone's energy or their life, I do come with good intentions. You know, I never come with like a motive or like, oh, I'm out to like use somebody or hurt them, or, you know, I have this weird ulterior motive behind it or something like that. You know what I mean? I just kind of come in with my heart and trust. You know, I'll give you trust from the beginning until you show me why I shouldn't trust you. And, you know, I'm pretty loyal as a person towards my friends and my family members, you know, and my partners, you know, in a romantic relationship, excuse me. So when I had made that, it was because I was dealing with certain, I was dealing with friendships that I realized, like, you know what, this is not really a friend, right? Although I thought that they were my friend, I realized quickly that people who are friends, they don't treat you that way, right? I don't treat my friends that way. We make mistakes, but we get past it. But to keep hurting somebody over and over, to keep undermining them or not supporting them or just showing signs of jealousy and hate towards your so-called friends, right, is not, it's really a secret hater and someone who's secretly jealous of you, and they might, they have some hidden agendas towards you, right? But it always shows. So that's the point of me making that post. It's just trying to highlight that you need to be careful, because sometimes when we have good hearts, right, and we do, you know, we give our time and our support and our energy and our love to people, oftentimes they can exploit that, use it against you, and try to manipulate you, go behind your back, talk trash about you, use you for money or, you know, maybe status or just, you know, to be in your company because you might have certain opportunities that you can present to them. So sometimes we don't know that people have, you know, real bad hidden agendas towards us, right? Because they smile on your face, right? Like I said, people smile on your face, but they really be snakes behind your back, right? Like the sun smile on your face, whole time they're going to take your place, backstabber. So I'm just learning now that I've had to cut certain people off in my life, and I'm fine with that, because anything that's going to compromise my mental health and my peace is not worth it to me anymore. It's just not.
Exactly, and it's the best move to move on as soon as you find out that people are a certain way. Because once they show you and once they tell you who they are, you better believe them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you guys. And I've been guilty of, my problem is that I'm such a fixed sign, right? I'm a fixed sign, I'm a Leo. So I'm the type of person, well, I was, okay, because I'm not going to, I'm working on, I'm not doing that anymore. But I was the type of person who would allow people to keep on, you know, hurting me, to keep on whatever they were doing to disrespect me or undermine me or, you know, put me down or whatever they were doing that was not serving my greater good. I kept allowing it because I felt like, oh, you know, they probably didn't mean to do it. Or maybe, you know, I was trying to see the good in them. Maybe they can work on themselves because we all, you know, we all got work to do. So I still come from a place of love and try not to judge them and stuff like that. But then it's like, once I see the pattern, it's like, okay, the point I'm trying to make is, you guys, don't allow people to keep on showing you who they are. Give them maybe one or two times, you know what I'm saying? Give them maybe a couple chances to get it right. But after that second time, like, it's time to go. Because that's standing firm on your boundaries and what you believe in and your standards, okay? And you say, hey, you know what? I don't like the way you said that. This is how I felt when you said this or when you did this specific action. That will not happen again, okay? If they keep on doing it, it's time to cut them loose, okay? So I'm just saying, don't allow anybody, okay? Man, woman, cat, dog, sister, brother, mama, dad, I don't care who it is, okay? I really don't care. Family can get it too, all right? I don't even mess with my family like that because I love everybody, but I don't care who you are. If you have a certain type of energy on you that I don't, that does not sit well with my heart and my spirit, I'm not dealing with you, period. So y'all just be mindful, you know, because sometimes when we have good hearts, like I'm a very big empathetic, empathic person. We allow people to hurt us because we just keep loving on them, right? So stop putting your water into cups that's empty and you're losing all your water in your cup, trying to fill somebody else's cup that will never be satisfied, okay? That's the point I was trying to make when I said that.
Exactly.
Cut people off that don't mean good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Makes too much sense, you know what I mean? People are always with that, you know, that rah-rah and that stupidity, and they think that you're going to forever allow them to come back. You mm-hmm. know, sometimes we got to make that initial change within ourselves and say, hey, look, enough mm-hmm. is enough.
And I'm going to be honest, it's audacity for me. It's like, I've noticed that it's the audacity when you help people, like say you loan them money, right? Because I've done that for friends where I've loaned out money and I did it from my heart, right? Or I just did something from my heart. It's like they feel like they're entitled to it, or like they can, like, they entitled to it, or like you owe them something. Like when you did something from your heart that you didn't have to do for them, and it's like the audacity of people to sit there and try to come at you after you owe.
In Ocala, Marion County, Florida moves at your pace. Cast a line or zip line through the trees. Float down a spring-fed river or glide across the waterways on an airboat. Ride horseback through the canopies or mountain bike the trails with a little more speed. Sip your morning coffee in charming downtowns, then raise a cocktail to live music when the sun sets. Because here, you'll always find the perfect pace in the perfect place. Ocala, Marion County, Florida at your pace.
When life drops the unexpected, Alpha is here, resolving your claims quickly. Because clarity beats chaos every time. Get peace of mind for the journey ahead. That's life with Alpha Insurance.
Open up your heart to help them. It's the audacity for me. And to say that I'm less than as a person is another big thing for me, because one thing about me, I've never been a phony fake bitch. You feel me? I've always been a real person. Anybody who really knows me that sees the good in me knows that about Nicole, right? So anyone who compromises that is like, nah, bitch, I gotta cut you off, because how dare you ever call me fake or phony or say that I'm less than a person when I'm the most, one of the most authentic people that you'll ever come across. I'm real, whether you like it or not, I am me. Everybody knows that about me. So it's the audacity for me. And once it gets to that point, it's like, you know what, before I go to jail, because I don't want to, you know, result to violence, I know myself and I know that when I get very upset, I tend to be very, very violent. I'll be ready to fight. And for one, ain't no raggedy bitch worth that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody worth that. No raggedy ass motherfucker is not worth that to me. When I got things I can lose, you feel me? But I'm not being nice about it anymore. And I'm done. Like, and in the end, you burned that bridge with me, and you'll never be able to come to me for anything anymore. Like, it's like I never knew you. I can be that cold. I can cut your ass off that cold to where it's like you never existed in my life, period, you know?
Exactly, exactly. Makes the most of, you know, people just, you know, they try you. And you got to, you know, you got to be ready to let that happen. When it happens, when they try you, you got to say, okay, I'm not going to do nothing but let you go. I'm going to release you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to release you.
It's the devil. It's the devil's work. And I realize because the devil knows, he knows I'm trying to work on myself. And I'm actually in a really good space in my life right now. I'm in a way more better mind state, more peace. And, you know, when you have peace coming in and you're trying to work on yourself, that's when the enemy attacks. And so I'm very mindful that I know that God is, you know, God got my back and he's going to want me to do just sometimes, especially ignore people. This is the best thing you do, ignore people. Even when they keep throwing stones at you, just ignore it. You don't even have to. I'm learning that. I can just be silent. My silence will kill you more than anything. I don't have to respond. I don't have to be ugly or nasty. I don't have to put my hands on you. I don't have to cut you with my words. I could. I could be very, 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 very bad with that. And I just realized that's not the way I want to be. You know, I'm going to still stick true to self and be me. And I don't need to let anybody get me on my character anymore like that. I just simply give you the silent treatment and make you think about it. And you're going to feel stupid because in the end, who's the more mature one? I don't have to be immature. I'm too grown for that. You know what I'm saying? We're too grown. We're adults. Like, I'm 40 years old. I don't have time to be out here fighting and arguing. What do I look like? I'm too pretty for that, for one. I'm too pretty. I'm too fine. Like, what? Stop it. You know what I'm saying? I look very told on my worst day. So it's like, bitch, it's just me jealous and mad. And I realize that now, so I'm good. Like, bye, bitch.
There it is.
I really don't care.
Just like that.
All right, let's move on to the next topic. Just like that.
Would you rather be a gold digger or the cheapest hoe he got? Quickly, quickly, pick one, pick one, pick one. Your actions are speaking for you. Quickly, quickly, are you on discount? Huh? Would you rather be a gold digger or the cheapest hoe he got? Quickly, quick.
Bruh.
But damn.
Okay, so let's talk about this topic, y'all. Okay, so being a gold digger as opposed to not being a gold digger, right? Ooh, let's talk about the pros and cons, because in society today, some people still look at that as a very bad thing. Like, it's frowned upon. How dare a woman want to do that? How dare she be after a man's money, right? So let's talk about it, because I am a gold digger. Yes, I dig for gold, you guys. So, you know, I'm going to tell you guys, just been a woman who stands in that type of energy and power, how it can go. And anybody who understands that and is comfortable and confident within yourself and stands firm on their beliefs about getting this money and, you know, hypergamy and all this stuff, is that, well, you'll understand that there's nothing wrong with that, right? But it's always going to be this talk about how it's wrong, right? So, yeah, Maurice, let's get into what are your thoughts about gold diggers?
I like them.
Okay. No, and this, let me tell you, you know why? Look, I'm going to stop you right there. The reason why the miraculous Aunt Taylor Maurice, also known as, said this is because, once again, he's a masculine man. Masculine men don't complain about gold. You know why? Because they have gold. That's the difference. Men who have money understand that they're providers. They understand that if I have a woman and I value her, I'm going to spend money on her, period. That is, no, they don't even have an issue with that. They don't call you a gold digger. It's only men who don't have gold that you can take from them or dig for, they complain. All right, Maurice, am I telling the truth or what? But
yeah, I mean, that plus I prefer just an honest situation. Straight up front, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because at least, yep, give me the chance.
Be real.
Yeah, let me consider the options.
Someone to give you my votes. Yeah.
That might work best for me. I mean, you know what I mean? That might be right up my alley. That might be the arrangement I want. Yeah. Anyway, so it's like.
Right. And it may not, but it's a way to approach it, right?
Absolutely.
We've talked about this in similar topics that it's a way to approach it. And if both parties are on board, then hey, it's all good, right? But as a woman, you guys, if it's any women out here, whether you're younger, my age group, or older, and you might struggle with this, or because some women do have a hard time with asking men for money. He's not going to have a hard time asking me for sex. Okay, think about it like that. if a man can get what he can get out of you, and he don't even have to do nothing, he don't have to pay for nothing, he don't have to give you money, he don't have to invest in you, I think that's the weaker link. Like, I'd rather be a gold digger. I'd rather be labeled, you know, whatever is the negative connotation, because at the end of the day, I'm still benefiting, okay? Because he's going to benefit from it. So if you're just laying your back for nothing and this man is just getting all your goodies and he's not investing in you, it's just quite stupid in my opinion. I'm sorry. Not that I'm judging. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? If you can give him your body, why he can't give you no money? I'm so sorry. Like, no, you're going to have to invest in this, okay? And hey, it is what it is. That's my opinion, and I'm not going to back out of it.
Well, Let me ask you this. I think the definition of gold digger can change from person to person. I know there's a general definition, but what would your definition of a gold digger be?
A woman who is not going to settle for less. A woman who, you know, a woman who she demands to get treated a certain way by men. She, you're not supposed to have access to her if you're not paying bills or mortgage or rent, or you're not doing, you know, whatever that woman might want, because some women might expect you to do 100% of everything. Some women might expect you to get their hair nails.
In Ocala, Marion County, Florida moves at your pace. Cast a line or zip line through the trees. Float down a spring-fed river or glide across the waterways on an airboat. Ride horseback through the canopies or mountain bike the trails with a little more speed. Sip your morning coffee in charming downtowns, then raise a cocktail to live music when the sun sets. Because here, you'll always find the perfect pace in the perfect place. Ocala, Marion County, Florida at your pace.
Did you know Tommy Bahama doesn't just make clothes, they make art. We're talking craftsmanship dialed up to 11. Feel-good fits designed with intention. Seriously, no one does relaxation like Tommy Bahama. They're the experts at instantly transporting you to a beach somewhere. Sun on your face, cold drink in hand. From signature shirts to effortless dresses, luxurious layers to cozy outerwear, Tommy Bahama is for anyone who wants to get away every day. Whether you're dressing up, heading on vacation, or shopping for holiday gifts, they have everything you need to make the holidays feel like one long weekend. And if you're looking for somewhere to celebrate the season, check out their restaurants and Marlin bars. Handcrafted tropical drinks, island-inspired flavors, and good vibes are served daily. It's not just a place to have a meal. It's a destination to kick back and unwind. Visit TommyBahama.com to find everyone's favorite gifts or a restaurant, bar, or store near you. That's TommyBahama.com.
Right? Maybe they expect you to do... It just depends on the woman, but a gold digger simply means that, yeah, you're basically paying for my energy and my time. You have to compensate for that. I'm not just going to be with you just to be with you for free. A gold digger understands her worth, and like, a man needs to be spending some money. Like, so right. Yeah, that's my definition of a gold digger.
Okay.
You're going to financially take care of things for me. Period.
Okay, so that's a relationship based on, that's a conditional relationship. So, idealistically, that's probably won't be the kind of relationship a person's going to enter into long term, is it?
Yes, you can, because, okay, how many people are married to people? There's marriages like that where, you know, the woman's married to the man because of the lifestyle, right? I'm not saying she may not love him, but that man and woman already knows the deal. Like, okay, would she even be with him if he's not providing his lifestyle, right? You get what I'm saying? There are situations like that, or relationships. You have sugar daddies and sugar babies. It's all type of different dynamics, right? Tricks and holes. Let's be clear about that. There's different levels to this, but at the end of the day, it's give and take, right? That's the difference. Gold diggers understand that they're going to take before they give. They're more about taking. Like, no, you're not just going to have access to me for free, period. And a lot of people, men and women, look down at like, oh, that's whore behavior, it's hoe behavior. I'm sorry, but I'd rather be labeled a hoe than to be a broke bitch. So that's just my opinion. And, you know, hey, and a lot of women won't admit that. They will, because it's like, you know, they won't admit it, but I've talked to older women, okay?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I've spoken with older women, and you know what they all have said? They have said the same thing. If I was young again, I would be selling this cat. Like, I have talked to women, you would be like, what did she say that? Yes. A lot of women, they just feel like they don't, they're hiding it. They don't want to show it. You know what I'm saying? Then you have women who are very proud. They're open with it. I'm very open with my sexuality, what I do. And I don't really care about anyone's opinion because this is my thing. It's like, I'm not going to be dealing with any man. He has to be doing for me to some capacity. I don't care if your ass gave him a fucking SSI check. I don't care if you're well off. You're supposed to be giving me a cut. You're supposed to run that money to me somehow, some way.
Well, I'm a friend indeed. Oh,
shit. Hey.
Well,
time
that digs on me.
Mm. She a gold digger. Hey, she ain't fucking with no broke niggas. So, yeah, that's how I feel. And, you know, I probably did a lot of backlash for it, but I simply don't care. This is how I live my lifestyle. This is what I believe. And yeah, if you're just sitting here for free and you're not getting nothing out of this man, you're just foolish. Step your game up. Just saying.
There it is.
I'm sorry. Step your game up.
There it is.
You should not be giving nothing to no man and he's not doing for you. Sorry.
This is a rock in my shoe. Who this nigga in that name? It's no more.
Now that's real talk, Maurice. Real talk.
Well, I don't want no gold digger. If you know what I mean, I'm
okay.
Good.
I'm good. Okay. Well, you good? Said, you don't need to worry about none of that.
I say I like it, but you know, I like it for whoever likes it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Everybody has their own way of going about things, living their life, and that's fine. But that's just my belief system and how I live my life. I cannot. Any man that's in my life is going to, he has to do things for me, period. Period, point blank. And either they are or they're not. And that's the thing, too, where if you have a man who just doesn't want to do it or he's incapable or he might just don't want to do it for you, it's okay. I promise you, the next two men that come along, one of them going to be that kind of man. It's easy as me catching a bus. I can miss one bus and the next one will come in a couple minutes. That's how easy it is to find a man that's going to put some money in your pocket. And you got to look good, right?
She ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl. Go ahead,
There it is.
Yes, low effort women are the women that most guys end up with when they have money because they don't expect their woman to do too much. Because listen to me, guys, if she's doing too much, she's going to expect even more in return. And a lot of times y'all can't do that. So they have to literally go get another one to fill the void that you should be filling. Get it? So let me tell y'all a secret. If y'all want y'all's women to not cheat on you or cheat less, you got to do way, way more for her so she doesn't want to. A woman not going to go out and cheat if she got everything she needs plus. Unless it's all revenge cheating because you cheated. So if you want to keep your woman happy, do way more. And don't expect as much out of her. Because let me tell y'all, if you do, she's going to expect way, way more out of you. And when she don't get it, she's going to the next chick. I mean, to the next dude. And I know men say, well, they can go to the next chick, but you're still going to have to spend money on the next chick. See, when a woman goes to the next dude, she gets more money. Because he's going to have to take her out, impress her, buy her things to keep her. Just like you did as a guy. You know? So we earn or we gain and we increase. While, you know, when a man cheats, they decrease. So, y'all have to understand that. We decide to go cheat. We get more money in our pockets. Period. And so, y'all have to remember that. Do more for the woman than she does for you. It's not cheap for tech anymore because you're the man. And if you want the respect of a man, you gotta act like him. Men always want what they can't have. So, if you keep them at a distance, if you tell them no every once in a while, if you say work for it or else, instead of looking for another challenge somewhere else, they got a challenge right there that they got to reach all the time. So that's why I'm telling y'all, act like they have to earn you still, no matter what. Even in-
that's why your ass ran out of me.
Wait, who are you talking about? Who ran out?
Yeah. They've either cut off.
Don't be talking about my girl. We love Shira 7. Yes, 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 yes. All facts. Everything she said is correct. Okay. Okay, so basically men, it's very it's way more detrimental to a man's pockets when he's dealing with women. Like whether he has one woman, multiple women, he has to start dating a new woman. He has to spend money, right? Most of the time, you're going to have to spend some money. You got to date her, right? You have to court her. It's going to cost you money. So simply what Shira is saying is that for a woman, I can gain, right? Because I can have one man, I can have two men, I can have three men. But look at it like this. If all of these men, you know, are giving me money or they're dating me, they're buying me gifts, I'm winning. I'm getting triple, double, right? Let me rephrase that. Of what I can.
In Ocala, Marion County, Florida moves at your pace. Cast a line or zip line through the trees. Float down a spring-fed river or glide across the waterways on an airboat. Ride horseback through the canopies or mountain bike the trails with a little more speed. Sip your morning coffee in charming downtowns, then raise a cocktail to live music when the sun sets. Because here, you'll always find the perfect pace in the perfect place. Ocala, Marion County, Florida at your pace.
Your spending, your rules. The Klarna card is your debit card, upgraded, letting you choose how to pay. In full now or plan ahead to pay later. It works anywhere Visa's accepted, and you can earn up to 10% cash back when shopping in the Klarna app. Sign up for the Klarna card by downloading the Klarna app or learn more at klarna.com/us/klarna-card. Klarna card, Klarna balance, and card pay later plans are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Cashback terms apply. Offers vary by store.
And it was just as one man. A man having multiple women, you're losing money. Do that make sense? It's more so, I gain more having multiple men doing things for me than a man having multiple women. Unless his pockets is real, real, real fat, he's losing. You know what I'm saying? He can't even afford to keep up. He barely can afford one woman. One woman is enough for most men. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So, especially if she's high maintenance, if she's very high maintenance, because there's some women who they need to get their hair done. That shit costs $100. Nails, that stuff adds up, y'all. I just for a manicure and pedicure on my nails and my feet, y'all, $80. We're not even talking about a full set of acrylics, okay? Which I'm going to get next round when I go in 2 weeks. But I took a little break because I had damaged my nails really bad because, you know, I stopped going to the shop, whatever, that's another story. And I was doing my own little nails and I kind of damaged my nails, so they're going out. But the point I'm trying to make is just the upkeep of us women is a lot of money. It's a lot of clothes, you know what I'm saying? She might like designer bags, right? No matter what, it's going to cost you money. Women are expensive because we require makeup, we require clothes, we require hair and nails. You know, if you want your woman to look good, and she wants to, she's, you know, stands on her own, she's going to expect you to come through and do those things for her as well. You're not going to just come to her life and be like, oh, now, because I'm here, you can't wear makeup or wigs or weaves or do your hair, your natural hair, whatever she does to upkeep herself, whether that be, you know, her wardrobe and all that. She's going to look at you crazy. Like, I'm not going to go backwards or be on no basic shit because of you, sir. If you can't keep up, then die. She's going to find a man who can. So she's absolutely correct on that. Absolutely correct. A man loses, the women gains, because I can have multiple men that are all doing for me, and I'm getting more money and getting everything out of it. And a man is losing because he has multiple women and he barely can keep up or afford them. So to the man, if you want to have a lot of women and all that, just make sure your pockets is fat. That's all I can say. Right. Make sure that you pay how you weigh.
It don't matter how fat your pockets is, just keep it limited because you ain't gonna be able to hang. It's like once somebody knows that something's in those pockets, they're gonna keep thinking at it until, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Your pockets is reflecting and you feel it. You know what I mean? You may not really literally feel it, but you'll notice.
But don't let nobody drain you dry either. I don't care. Even if you are, you know, you that kind of man that likes to provide or do for women, still don't be foolish to the point where don't lose all your resources for nobody. I don't care, men or women. Don't ever be that foolish. Like, do what you can. That's fine. Make them happy, whatever. But you don't go broke or lose your house and your cars and everything for nobody. Okay? Don't be that foolish. Okay? So I don't condone that. I just feel like everything in a healthy measure is fine, right? But like Maurice just said, is that certain women or men, right, if you allow them to, they will drain you dry. Yeah, definitely. They will. So I agree with, like, it should be beneficial to you, but at the same time, you got to still be wise and be smart, right? Just be smart and be cautious of it. That's
exactly. I mean, you know, just be, you know, you don't have to be nobody fool. But just know.
Yeah, and you do what you want to do. If you're not that kind of person, that's fine. Like, all some men are not worth that. Some women don't require that. So each is own. You feel me? There's some men and women, everybody have different standards or things that they accept or won't accept. So, you know, I'm just speaking for my people who, you know, I can relate to them on these topics. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And just get some insight, because I don't expect everybody to be a certain way or just because I agree with something, right? That's why it's called opinion. That's why it's called
Will and it's almost like you walk up to somebody, hey, what's happening? My name is Anthony. My name is... It's like, hey, I said my name is Anthony. What's your name? Hey, so
absolutely.
Can I give you a call tonight? I mean, you know, get your number or something. What you doing later on? I mean, can we kick it? You want to drink some, smoke some? What you want to
do? Right, that's added up every time you say something. She's taxing it. That's 25 cents for every sentence.
The minute you
she charged you about a minute, baby. Dang, you really ain't gonna have no money.
You know, it ain't me.
They charge you about a minute, baby. This is a 1-800 number hotline, huh? Oh, God.
You can ring me up.
We got to stop forcing people in categories that they do not belong in. Some people are meant for fun and fun only, right? And then you got other people who are meant for long-term situations, marriages, you know, long-term things like that. We got to keep people in the category in which they belong. But oftentimes we'll have somebody who we know is meant for fun only, and we'll try to force them into the marriage category or force them into the long-term serious relationship category, and they don't belong. If you got to force them into the category, they don't belong there. And it doesn't matter how much energy and effort that you put into trying to make them fit into this category, they will never fit into that category with you. And that's only going to make the fall that much steeper. Leave people in the categories in which they belong. Certain people are meant for fun. Certain people are meant to be taken serious. Move accordingly. We got to stop forcing people in categories that they do not belong.
I'm going to force me some shit.
Some people are meant for fun and fun only. Hang on a second. Right? And then you got other.
All right. Do not force people out of the category that they belong in.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. They're very true. Let's hear what you have to say about that.
Ooh, this is good, because I have been there. I might have dated a guy that I thought could probably be long-term or husband material. Later, only find out that he was only a fun time. He wasn't built, you know, he just wasn't built to be able to sustain long-term or marriage, right? And oftentimes, you know, we're guilty of trying to predict, or we just want this fairy tale. We got this fairy tale ending in our head, right? This Disney princess story, love story. And we think that we can make this man, you know what I'm saying? We think that, oh, he'll just change, or he'll realize what he needs to do. But oftentimes, it's just you're just going off of hope and... And what's the word I'm looking for, Maurice? Hope, and it's on the tip of my tongue. What is the word?
Come on, put it out. I don't know what word you got going there, but...
Okay, y'all, I'm at work. It's late. I'm like the vampire. I work the graveyard shift, so if I get a little stuck only because it's late.
It's all good. It's all good.
Well, you know, it's hope, and you're just not going to get to that end goal. You're just going to waste so much time, you guys.
In Ocala, Marion County, Florida moves at your pace. Cast a line or zip line through the trees. Float down a spring-fed river or glide across the waterways on an airboat. Ride horseback through the canopies or mountain bike the trails with a little more speed. Sip your morning coffee in charming downtowns, then raise a cocktail to live music when the sun sets. Because here, you'll always find the perfect pace in the perfect place. Ocala, Marion County, Florida at your pace.
You deserve the royal treatment this New Year's. Make your reservation for Atlantis Paradise Island's legendary party like a royal New Year's Eve celebration. Join Ariana Madix of Love Island USA in the Bahamas as she hosts a headlining performance by chart-topping DJ-producer duo Two Friends and a can't-miss surprise musical guest, followed by fireworks at midnight and a late-night set from DJ Webstar. Tickets are on sale. Save 15%. Book now at AtlantisBahamas.com.
And oftentimes you can waste years, look back and say, oh my God, like I probably missed out on my husband by now, or somebody that could have been potential a good partner for me because I stuck around and dealt with this person who just wasted my time. And a lot of people are good for that. They will waste your time, especially men. Men are good that they don't care. They will leave you at the drop of the dime, but they will expect you to be there to make sure that their needs are met sexually, and you know, you're a companion for them, and you're just a placeholder half the time where they really don't want you. It's just convenient. So they'll hold you back from you finding your spouse and your husband, and you can't allow that. Don't allow it, y'all. Okay. Right. I have done it. I'm not doing it no more. Now you got a year. About a year is up. If you're not talking about the future or marriage with me, then I'm done. I'm just moving on. But there's times where I let relationships go on and on and on, knowing that, you know, this is not serving my greater good. We're toxic. We just aren't meshing together, but we have great sex. We have a fun time. And a lot of times that's all it is. If you take away the sex and you're like, that's another thing, y'all. If you really want to know who you're dealing with, make up an excuse. Make up a medical, even if it's not a reason, just make it up. Hey, it's a medical reason or I can't have sex. See if that person goes to stick around. Because that's real, okay? Because a lot of times you take sex out of your relationship or marriage, what do you really have? You got to test that shit sometimes. Because often that's what keeps people together is the sex, right? It's the sex or maybe financial, whatever. But if a person truly sticks by you and they really care about you, it's going to go way beyond the bedroom. And so that's the fun time, right? There's men and women who just, they just a good time. You can call them up at 2-3 in the morning and booty call, and you know, maybe they just good for when you just, you know, want to get your rocks off or whatnot. But that's all that they don't serve anything else. They don't really want to grow with you. They don't really care about you. They don't really want a future with you. It's just, you're just something to do in the pastime, right? Sorry. And that's fine. But don't put your eggs all in one basket. Don't feel like you're less worthy. Just keep on going and keep dating. You know, keep dating. Keep your options open until you find what you truly deserve, you know?
Right.
So that's my take on that.
That makes perfect sense. I agree 100% wholeheartedly. Keep people, some people can come out of different areas, but they have to be wanting to
work on. They have to do the work. Yeah. They have to do the work.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely.
And that's the thing where that's the hardest part is doing the inner work. It's very hard for us as humans. Because you have to look at yourself and you have to take accountability. You have to see and say, hey, you know what? I have abandonment issues, or I have childhood trauma, or I have whatever deep-rooted issue. You have to bring it to the surface, right? And that's hard to do because now I have to face myself. And that's the hardest thing I think for any of us to do is to face self and to sit there and have to go through all those emotions and to say, dang, I could do better, or I need to improve on this, right? Because we just think a lot of times, oh, everything I'm doing is fine, even if it's not. Because we just feel like it's okay. If Oxford says it's okay, it could be the most toxic thing or worst behavior. But until we understand why and what is causing to have other things in our life fall apart, until you're ready to work, you're never going to change. So it takes change. A lot of people are not ready. They don't ever want to change, or they're just not there yet. And I'm not going to sit around and keep waiting for people to change and work on myself when I'm trying to work on mine and my health and my mental health and trying to be the best version of me and on a higher frequency and vibration. So if you're not there, do the work, but I'm not going to entertain it and have you bring me down the process like crabs in a bucket anymore. So that's where I'm at with that. Each his own, do what you want, but I'm free. I'm free like a bird. Goodbye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't disagree with that one bit. You know what I mean? Be right back.
When men like you, they learn you. Let me cook for a second. When a man is into you, when a man really likes you, when a man really wants to be around you, he is willing to learn you. I hear all of these women say, my man is not romantic. My man is emotionally unavailable. And that's because he really doesn't like you. I wasn't romantic when I met my wife, neither. But once I realized that that is what made her happy, once I realized that that is what made her heart skip a beat, I learned how to be romantic. And why did I learn how to be romantic? It's because it made my day to make her happy. It makes my day to make her smile. I wasn't affectionate neither. I didn't like to be touched, but that was her love language. And I love her so much that I was willing to adjust. And I was willing to adjust so much that now I yearn for it. If anybody is telling you that they're not willing to change or what they're not willing to do, then they are not willing to be with you, because people that love you, they learn you. They pivot, especially if it's beneficial to the both of you. I was not an effective communicator neither. I didn't know how to communicate. I'm a tourist. It had to be my way or no way. But what I had to understand was that that wasn't fair to me or her. So I had to learn how to pivot. I had to learn how to adjust for the sake of my relationship, because it means that much to me. Am I lying?
Well, what you think about that?
Woo!
They like you, they gotta learn you.
Real, yes, absolutely. It's, oh, listen, y'all. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. That is some real stuff. Basically, like the last topic I was talking about, change. A lot of people don't want to change, right? So bouncing off of that into this topic, simply what he's saying is, if a man ain't even ready, he gonna get ready for the woman he really wants. He will get ready for the woman he wants to get ready for, okay? Because he wants to make her happy. He's gonna change certain behaviors. Like he said, when he met his wife, he wasn't all romantic and affectionate, but he realized that that's something that she loved. That was her love language, right? Uh-huh. So he worked on those things and started to love those things, because he loves her enough to want to have changed those things in the sake of being her husband. Therefore, they have a long, beautiful, striving relationship and marriage. And he adores his wife, okay? And shout out to this guy. He is amazing. I've been following him on TikTok. Is it what, Uncle Charlie? What is that?
Yeah, you see Charlie. Yeah, Uncle Charlie or yeah. UC.
You see Charlie, Uncle Charlie, but basically he's very spot on, and you know, he has a thriving, healthy, beautiful marriage, and absolutely beautiful, beautiful black couple, beautiful man and woman.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Me learn you a long time.
Yeah, the thing is, you have to do the work, and you know, even a woman, we both have to do the work. It's certain things that I have to change in order to be with my partner. It's things I'm working on right now, and my relationship is very new, but I have to work on it. Like, damn, it's stuff I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But when you deal with a specific type of person, they're going to want you to be your best version. They want you to be healthy. They want you to prioritize your sleep, how you eat, how you feel, right? Because they love you enough. They want to take the stress off, okay? So you have to want better for yourself, because anybody can want better for us, but we have to want it for ourselves too. So is it easy? No, but in the end, it's greater, because now you are a better person and they're a better person. Now y'all could be more better together and love each other the right way, in a healthier way, and have a more balanced love and relationship dynamic or marriage.
Exactly. Exactly. And learning is a perfect thing. I think that you should always constantly be learning how to adjust. And I had read in the comments that someone had said that that's what narcissists do. Narcissists learn. So they can control, but that's not the type of learning that this gentleman is talking about. He's saying learning to love better, learning to make the relationship stronger. And, you know, for that right there, we need to go ahead and give him applause, you know what I mean?
So, you know. Absolutely. Stand ovation, absolutely. Yeah, we're talking about the more healthier dynamics with this one, you guys. Now, we can talk about narcissism. That's something I've experienced. And it's true. We want to talk about, there are men and women who will come around and love on you, and they'll show you, you know, all these great things. And then eventually you'll see the mask slip off, and you'll see that they really were manipulating you, and they really didn't have all those good intentions for you. But they did that in order for you to let your guard down.
Exactly.
So that's another topic that we can definitely get into. But it's absolutely true. So, but in time, it will always show. So just give it time. A person, if they are narcissistic, you'll know. It'll change, because they'll switch it up. It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It's like night and day. You will not be able to not see it. You will see, like, okay, this person is not the man or woman that I originally fell in love with or liked. This is not a friend or whatever, whoever, family member, it could be anybody that's narcissistic to us, right? And once you see it, you'll know because how you feel. You'll just know that this is not right. You'll feel it in your spirit, and you won't feel good around those people. And so you'll definitely know. But if you have a person that's really working in a healthy way and they're consistent with that over time, then, you know, I would try to start leaning into that and trusting that a little bit more, you know, that you got to give it time because sometimes people, they give you a representative. Right? Of course, cause no man or woman go come to you and say, hey, I'm abusive. I'm going to treat you like this. I'm going to dog your ass out. I'm going to use you. I'm going to manipulate you, I'm going to cheat on you, whatever things that I'm going to do to hurt you, no one's going to come and tell you that from the jail, because if they did, you would run the other way, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to come tell you all the bad stuff. It's just not reality. They want to put their best foot forward so they can hook, line, and sink your ass. So, right? That's just the reality. So we have to be careful with not falling too fast or getting too attached to people too soon, right? And I'm guilty of it, but not no more. Now I'm like, oh, let me tread softly with this, you know, because it can change. A person can change month three. They can change month six. They can change year one. They can change 5 years into the situation or marriage, right? Or relationship. So just be careful. You know, always don't be too gullible. Don't be too trusting. Just, you know, always stand firm on your boundaries and what you believe in, right? That's what I would tell anybody.
Okay, there's always a little switch up down there, so you got to be careful every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah. You just never know. Yeah. You just never know. Hi, mama. You never know. You just don't, right?
Come on now.
So, just be careful with that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm on the lookout. You know what I mean? Even if my, mm-hmm. I check myself. You see what I mean? Because I don't want to be the one to switch up. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. it's like, I don't want to switch up, you know, the wrong way. I don't want to be that person.
Right.
So,
you know. Right. It's constant. It's a constant battle we have to fight within ourselves and with other people in our lives. And so it takes work every day. And is it easy? No, I will not sit here, but it's easier said than done. Very, very, very hard, you know, to, but if you want it bad enough, you will do the work, right? If you value the love you have for people and your relationships, you will work on those, for the greater good. That's just what I feel. You know, if you don't care, then maybe you just are open to losing those people in your life. And for me, I'm not willing to let go of the people that's good in my life. So whatever I have to do to be a better version of myself, to keep and value my relationship dynamics, whether that be family, friend, lover, I do what I have to do because I know that I don't want to lose people so valuable and close and dear to my heart. That's the difference, right? When you understand the value that they bring, you are not going to want to lose them, and you're going to want to do right by them and treat them the same way you want to be treated. Exactly. And if you do make a mistake, apologize and work on it. Don't keep repeating the same patterns. That's it, too. Don't keep doing the same things that you know they don't stand for or they don't want, you know?
Exactly.
So I'm going to have to start thinking about TikTok. I think we're going to have to... We're going to have to start thinking. Because, you know, we did go on TikTok, and we had a great response with billions of views, billions and billions of views. They brought me a chart, and it was a record, and it was so beautiful to see. And as I looked at it, I said, maybe we got to keep this sucker around a little while, you know.
As long as it's for his benefit, he ready for it. He was the one who started this whole thing to get TikTok taken down. Mm. And now look.
Yeah, funny how the tables turn. So let me start off, you guys, and say that, God. I'm going to try to say this in the most nicest, respectful way possible.
Well, let me ask you this real quick before you say it. Hold on. Do you have to mm-hmm. say it? Do you really have to say that part? Is it necessary?
Yes, it is, because that's my opinion, and I'm not going to bite my tongue about it. But I'm going to do it in a respectful way.
All right. Run it.
Okay. But I will not be silenced. Okay. Often the discussion comes about from many people in my life, whether that be at work or in the street. You know, people want to talk about politics and the presidency, right, which is very important. So when it comes to Donald Trump, I don't hate anybody. When it comes to Donald Trump, I'm not a supporter. As far as the president, I don't support him at all as far as that. Just because of in my opinion, he supports the elite. He supports people with money. He does not stand for all the people, especially us poor folks, right? So I respect a president who has everyone in mind, not just the top earners or the wealthy, okay? Second of all, he has done some really nasty work over the years, all right? And the fact that he was reelected, hey, it is what it is. I did not vote for him either time. But what I will say is there's a part of him I definitely respect. There's two things, well, I have two things now. One is the man is a brilliant businessman. He has a brilliant mind. So
in Ocala, Marion County, Florida moves at your pace. Cast a line or zip line through the trees. Float down a spring-fed river or glide across the waterways on an airboat. Ride horseback through the canopies or mountain bike the trails with a little more speed. Sip your morning coffee in charming downtowns, then raise a cocktail to live music when the sun sets. Because here, you'll always find the perfect pace in the perfect place. Ocala, Marion County, Florida at your pace.
What would you do if your insurance didn't show up when you needed it most? It happens more than you think. Every year, millions of claims are denied because of hidden exclusions buried in the fine print. And most people only find out after disaster strikes. That's where My Policy Advocate comes in. They review your policies, uncover gaps, and explain them in plain language. No jargon, no sales pitch, just clarity. Visit MyPolicyAdvocate.com today and get peace of mind.
I may not support everything that I like him as a president, but as far as the man's intelligence level, he's extremely smart when it comes to business, and he's super successful. So for any man or woman, I have to respect that. If you're good at your craft and you have reached a pinnacle of success, I still have respect for you. You get what I'm saying, Maurice? Mm-hmm. So I respect his business mind. I respect that about him. But as far as him running a country, absolutely not. But on this specific topic, as far as TikTok, I'm glad he got some sense in his head, because this is the thing. He has the power as president to overrule, change laws, and make certain decisions, right, that are very, very, very great, and that affects the whole world, okay? And TikTok is not hurting anybody, okay? Yeah, people's opinions might hurt, whatever, if you're allowed. But what I'm saying is, on a greater level, people have made a lot of money. This has been a way for a lot of men and women to make a hell of a lot of money and reach success, right? And be entrepreneurs and just run businesses and go viral. All types. TikTok has opened an avenue for so many people to make a lot of money, right? And a lot of people to just express themselves. And you learn so much. There's so many great benefits from being on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? TikTok has changed my life in a lot of ways. And I can't say that about Facebook or Instagram. But TikTok has changed my mindset in a lot of positive ways. Is it all good content? No, there's negative content too, of course. That's going to come with anything. But it's how you receive it and it's how you use it. So I think that them trying to ban TikTok is a horrible idea, because of course, we'll find another way to do what we do. That's, you know, the resilience of our people and people in general, right? We have a brain, use a tool. But to take TikTok away, I think would be a great, great disadvantage. You know, I think that would be a great disservice to the whole population and everybody who uses it, especially people who make money off of the app, right? So, yeah, that's just my opinion on it. So, yeah, I do agree with what he's saying about this. Very, very much so.
Yeah, case in point. Give me 1 second here. Where's that at? Case in point, TikTok is very much a source of income. It's advantageous for him, as he pointed out. It is advantageous for millions and millions of people. It's a job. Mm-hmm. It's almost like if you live in San Francisco and you see those Waymo cars driving around and with nobody in it, and they're just robotic cars, and oh man, that is so interesting. It's so fun looking. But look at
it's so weird. I hate those cars. It's so scary. It's something so fearful that comes over me. My daughter said the same thing. Like, mom, when I see, I don't care how much they think, hey, that's great. If I see a car with no human in it, I'm sorry. I'm not relying that much on technology. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm getting away from it. These cars are all around. They be going past where I live in the projects. They be going all through our Hunters Point. They be all by my job. I have such a fear that comes over me. I have to get away from the damn cars. I'm sorry. I'm just not that confident in technology like that. So where y'all got cars on a road that don't have humans behind it. I'm sorry. It frightens me. It frightens me.
besides just that, right? I don't know how many hundreds of those cars they got out there are, but that's that many less Uber and Lyft drivers now that can make that money. Humans that can make the money, because a car company is now making 100% of the money. They're cutting out the, they may have spent a lot of money to make these cars, but there was no need for it. There's no need for cars that drive themselves. The continual push to take jobs away. And that's why I've owned and operated over 16 different companies over my lifetime, because I've always wanted to create job opportunities for myself, for people around me, and for others, because things are getting squished all the time. This is another thing that's getting squished. I know we're not.
Right. It's not a great example. Yeah, we're being replaced with robots and technology. So it is taking away a lot of jobs for people in that regard. Right?
Exactly. So, but yeah, so let's give old Donnie Trump a round of applause for
all those
who can appreciate TikTok. TikTok shop. Yes. Come on, man. TikTok shop is the bomb. Yeah. You know what I mean? I need that myself.
I've been ordering a bunch of clothes. Nonstop. I got a TikTok shop jacket right now. It's so freaking affordable. I look like a whole snowy bear. So, yeah, I love it.
just 4 days ago, I was in Nordstrom Rack. And I was, about to go ahead and get my little shop on and do. Man, do you know that I was thinking about this sweater I saw on Temu? I was like, man, you know what?
Yeah.
Hey, we live in new times now.
You know, it's all
fashion.
It's not about the price and all the designer. That it's about when you put it on. If you look like $1 million, you don't need designers to do that. You can go. I have stuff from the Goodwill, Ross, Temu, Fashion. Oh my God, I got too many clothes now, y'all. I got like a weird addiction to this stuff now. But I always have something to wear, and I've got so many clothes now. Maurice Mose, because I've invested a lot because of our music stuff and music videos, so I had to, invest in, wigs and outfits and, right, Maurice, and accessories and makeup. And so that was another thing that I invested heavily when I was recording, when we were doing music videos and stuff, because as an independent artist, it comes out of your pocket, right? It's And so I just got that much more stuff, but I just know that no matter what, while I got money coming in, I'm working, I'm going to invest in myself. So if it comes a time where I don't have a job, or I got something I can wear, I got something for every occasion, right? Whether that be a job interview, I'm going out to a nice night in the town, maybe I'm going to a more upscale restaurant or spot. Maybe I just want to dress down, I want to be with my jeans, I'm more casual. I have an outfit for every occasion and some. So I think it's important to invest in yourself. So definitely, it doesn't matter. It's how you wear it. You know what I'm saying? I know my mom would say, she said, Nicole, you can wear a potato sack and make it look good. And she was absolutely right. I probably can pull that shit off, because it's how I feel. I'm confident. You can put a bag on you, and if you were beautiful, that bag on look just as good. People might be like, what the hell are you wearing the bag for? But wait, I'm wearing that bag. Right? So it's really how you feel. Just because something might be more expensive or not doesn't mean it looks good on everybody. You know what I'm saying? You just have to find what works for you. And expensive don't always mean good. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't.
All right now.
You make the clothes. The clothes I make you. Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm happy not to overspend, because I actually look good in some of the cheaper clothes. When I buy expensive
shoes. That's what I'm saying. You can have all some expensive stuff that still looks tacky. You can have, it just depends what kind of colors you wear, how you put it together, right? That all matters. You know what I'm saying? It really is all about how you put it together, and how you feel when you're, the confidence in how you feel wearing what you're wearing. Right. So I think it is a little bit of a combination for me. But hey, if I'm not knocking it, because hey, I like, you know, I like starting, like, I love Louis Vuitton. You feel me? Am I going to go out and spend $1,000? No, I'll do a replica. That's just me. I'll do some replicas. But hey, one day if I really, I could go out and buy it if I wanted to, right? But I just don't see the sense of me spending $2,000-$3,000 on a Louis Vuitton purse or shoes. Like, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'll do a nice little knockoff and shit. I still get compliments. Nobody's like, oh my God, that's fake or real. No one cares. Like, you know, that's the thing about women too. We kind of just, if we look good in it, we look good in it. It doesn't really matter. You know, men is a little different. So, you know, men, I get it. It's a little bit more pressure. Like, if he not wearing name brand or something, they might try to roast you and be like, oh, you ain't in Jordan, what's that? You know, but women is a little different. We can, if we can go to Payless, well, not Payless, but we can go to somewhere cheaper and get some stuff. If we look good in it, we look good in it. Nobody's questioning, like, okay, she just looks good. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little different for us. But I do understand, like, pressure and stuff that come with it. But you just got to be comfortable in your skin and do what you want to do, you know? If you want to wear whatever you want to wear, just make sure that you're happy with yourself. You wear whatever you want to wear, you know? Exactly. I don't care what it is. Just
exactly
what makes you happy. And it's a form of expressing yourself. Don't let nobody tell you what to do or how to dress.
So, the real reason, according to this young lady, that they are banning TikTok. Let's take a listen.
The real reason they're banning TikTok is because too many of us escaped the eat, sleep, work cycle. Content creation is work, don't get me wrong, but too many of us became successful on this app. Let's talk about it. Kane just said the other day that the most she's made in 1 month on TikTok was 65 bands. We have TikTok shop affiliates. We have content creators. We have a whole bunch of actual successful, wealthy people on this app. The reason they're banning this app has absolutely zero to do with our privacy and security. Sensitive information. Get the fuck out of here. These people need us to come to work. They need us to need a 9-to-5. They need us struggling in order for this American dream, this economy here to prosper. They need us to fail. TikTok gives us way too much success. Let's talk about it. TikTok, ByteDance, whoever gave us the freedom that Meta couldn't and will never will. That's the only reason why they're saying that it's either going to be banned or sold to a company that's American. The TikTok ban is about control.
Well, what say you? The TikTok ban is about control.
Everything is. When it comes down to it, everything is a form of control. Let's be clear. It's all about controlling the population of humans. Right?
Right.
It's always been like that. It's even worse now. So we can get into that. I absolutely agree with her because it's like, about privacy, if that's the case, then none of these things would ever exist if it was about, oh, your privacy. Because then why do we have Facebook and Instagram? We have all these other social platforms. I mean, hundreds and probably thousands of them, right? Dating sites and this site and that and this app and how to connect like this. It's so common now, right? Even started with MySpace back in the day. So if that were ever the case, none of these things would ever exist. It was so about, security and reach. What in bull crap? And what it is that people found a way to, like she said, escape the 9-to-5, right? And some people are super successful. They've gone viral so many times. And we all know if you're a viral person on TikTok, you make money off of that. You know what I'm saying? You can make a lot of money. Especially if, you know, you got a large following and you constantly, people engaging with you and you got, you know what I'm saying, you really hitting on there, you making money. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you run a business, right? You might be doing multiple things, right? Like she said, TikTok shop, right? So, yeah, I think that, you know, when you take a lot of people and they're able to reach that type of financial wealth or freedom off of an app, of course, why would they return to work, right? I mean, so it's going to take a lot of people out of the workforce who have tapped into that and been able to generate that kind of money. So that makes sense. Yeah, I think it's about control that, hey, we can't control them. So we're going to take away what, you know, they're going to take away this outlet for them so that they can't make this money. Not realizing that as humans, we're very resilient. And they will find another, it's always another way. We'll find another way to change those avenues, all right? Just like before TikTok, people found a way to generate wealth and money, right? There's YouTube, there's other outlets, there's stuff that's out here we don't even know about yet, that's not even created yet, right? Or that's out there we just haven't stumbled across. So TikTok is not the only avenue, but it's a great, great avenue. And it's made a lot of people millionaires, you know what I'm saying? And thousandaires, or, you know, six-figure earners and stuff like that. Yeah. So definitely. So I agree with her, you know. I do agree with her.
But there it is, everybody. Nicole?
Yes. So, you guys, this wraps up this week's episode. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope that you gained a lot of knowledge and insight. Remember, you don't have to agree with everything, but if you want to be featured on my show, all right, make sure you reach out to me via email. That's nikkidoll524@gmail.com. Once again, that's nikkidoll524@gmail.com. All right. And I charge $25 per 10 minutes and so on and so forth. Okay. Get your voice, your product, or your business heard all over the world. This is a great way to do it. All right. Come and be featured on the Nicole Adrian Show today. And episodes are available on both Spreaker, Spotify, and anywhere that fine podcasts are found. Thank you. God bless you.
In Ocala, Marion County, Florida moves at your pace. Cast a line or zip line through the trees. Float down a spring-fed river or glide across the waterways on an airboat. Ride horseback through the canopies or mountain bike the trails with a little more speed. Sip your morning coffee in charming downtowns, then raise a cocktail to live music when the sun sets. Because here, you'll always find the perfect pace in the perfect place. Ocala, Marion County, Florida at your pace.
Despite wintry conditions and heavy traffic, the holidays have to go on. That's why Mercedes-Benz SUVs come equipped with the latest safety technology to keep your festive plans on track. Discover the incredible offers for yourself at the Mercedes-Benz Holiday Love Celebration.